know what to eat, but find yourself not eating it. Perhaps you've been on diets and off again, and just wonder why you can't stick to them. The Eating For You podcast, hosted by me, Sally Ann Pisk, will show you what's been missing so you can enjoy a healthier way of eating that lasts. Hi, Sally Ann here. I'm really excited to be discussing one of my favourite topics today, and that is mindful eating. Mindful eating is the practice of being present and aware of your eating habits and the experiences you have with food without judgment. The observation of your eating experience is very powerful as it uncovers habits that you may not even been aware of. After all, habits occur on autopilot, so that's outside our conscious awareness. The compassionate aspect of mindfulness means that you can uncover and transform your habits with patience and kindness, rather than beating yourself up with negative self-talk, like, I've blown it now, I'm no good at sticking to anything. You might be familiar with this type of self-talk. The curiosity element of mindfulness means that you develop courage and confidence in setting up a way of eating that works for you personally. Our relationship with food goes well beyond the physical food itself, as it crosses sociology, biology, and psychology. And this is why we have to delve below the surface of what you are eating to understand why you are eating. The origins of mindful eating go back thousands of years, with mindfulness being a key part of Buddhist teaching. Mindful eating is also featured in traditional medicine, such as Ayurveda, and Ayurvedic doctors in India encourage us to know how food makes us feel. Promoting mindfulness in Western countries has been undertaken by Jon Kabat-Zinn, an American psychologist, and the late Thich Nhat Hanh, a Vietnamese Buddhist monk, is another wonderful person you may be familiar with. One of Thich Nhat Hanh's breathing practices was featured in episode 73 of our Eating For You podcast. Mindful eating is important for physical health, mental well-being, and overall happiness. It can help with weight management, digestion, and cultivating a healthier and happier relationship with food. However, I need to remind you that the focus of mindful eating is not about losing weight. If you remain attached to weight loss goals, you are more likely to keep your dieting mindset. And this means an all or nothing way of eating. And whilst we're in that frame of mind, mindful eating will not work. I truly came to understand the need to remove the dieting software before any other approach to eating can flourish by reading a public forum on intuitive eating. The members were angry and critical of intuitive eating because it didn't work for them. And I could tell from reading their comments that the members were stuck in a dieting mindset, all or nothing, and their goals focused on weight and eating more good foods and less bad foods. It was clear to me that what they were labelling intuitive eating was actually dieting in disguise. Given that most of us grow up with food rules in our family and then experiment with various diets, it makes sense that dieting rules serve as a guide for our food preferences and habits. We are not taught to eat mindfully or intuitively. I explore intuitive eating more fully in episode 44. The benefits of mindful eating include improved digestion, enhanced enjoyment of food, reduced stress, and greater satisfaction with meals. Mindful eating encourages us to eat more slowly and to chew our food well, and this can aid in better digestion by allowing the body to properly break down food and absorb the nutrients. As someone who has sensitive digestion, perhaps mild irritable bowel syndrome, I definitely feel the benefit of eating mindfully. If for some reason I eat while distracted, maybe by my own thoughts or external experiences, such as the TV being on, someone talking consistently, or me checking social media, then I will literally pay for it with gut bloating, discomfort, and sometimes constipation. Weight loss, as I've mentioned, is not the focus of eating mindfully, but it is often one of the results that ladies in our community experience. By being more attuned to hunger and satiety cues, mindfulness can help prevent overeating and promote a healthier relationship with food. And this often leads to a more balanced way of eating, and that is how weight loss and weight maintenance can occur. As Anne soon learned in our Foundation's Mindful Eating program, ditching the scales and tuning into her reasons for eating was far more effective for her weight than following a diet or weighing herself. And when I first met Carol, she wasn't even sure if weight loss was possible because of her health conditions and the medications she was taking. Like many ladies, she had been successful at losing weight on diets, then for the weight to come back on and more when she could no longer stick to the diet rules. And while weight loss had not been Carol's focus, she had lost more weight and has been able to maintain the weight loss for several months by eating mindfully. No diets involved, no scales other than her visits to the doctor. So if you are used to losing weight and regaining it, you are certainly not alone. Research suggests that in a woman's lifetime, she could lose her weight 9 times. But it doesn't have to be this way. Don't continue to go alone or try another diet. Book in for a free 45-minute mindful eating planning call with me, and I share the link to my calendar with this episode's notes. Mindful eating fosters a deeper appreciation for the sensory experience of eating, which means you get to enjoy your food and your meals. I often remind ladies in our coaching programs that you take so much effort to plan your meals, to shop for food, prepare food, so you deserve to experience the pleasure of eating. And while pleasure can sometimes override our health goals, I want everyone to enjoy their food. And it is possible to enjoy pleasurable foods and still take care of your health. Mindful eating teaches us to become more aware of our emotions and non-hunger reasons for eating. And this helps us to respond to these emotional cues with mindfulness rather than reaching for food for comfort or distraction. When Judy reached out for help, her emotional eating habits were out of control. That's how she described it. She had been on and off diet since she was 12 and wanted to get her eating sorted within the following 18 months before she celebrated her 70th birthday. Judy had a number of breakthroughs with her eating, and the first major one was getting rid of the good food and bad food labels. This allowed her to choose foods that nourished her without the guilt or the all or nothing approach to eating. Eating bad foods to her had meant she had blown it in the past. So her thought processes back then were, well, I may as well finish the cake or the chocolate. Mindful eating showed Judy that she could eat with both control and freedom, and she has lost weight without being focused on weight loss as a goal. Practicing mindfulness while eating encourages a much greater awareness of our food choices and the impact on your health and well-being, which often leads to more nutritious and balanced eating habits over time. Shifting the focus to how food makes you feel can naturally lead you to want to eat more fruits and vegetables. And Anne, who I mentioned earlier, said that this was a very positive outcome for her taking up mindful eating. She had cravings now for vegetables rather than chocolate or ice cream. And I'm sure that change did impact on her weight that she mentioned earlier. Mindful eating promotes relaxation and what is called present moment awareness. And this can help reduce stress levels associated with day-to-day life but especially that stress associated with food and meal times. One of my clients is consistently surprised and happy to report that she has noticed that mindfulness is overflowing into all parts of her life. She is less stressed at work and calmer when planning her large family get-togethers. Mindfulness does have a rippling effect, which means the results you receive for your eating and well-being snowball. It's a bit like the saying, small steps lead to big change. Research suggests that mindful eating practices, such as paying attention to hunger and fullness cues, may help stabilize blood sugar levels and improve glycemic control, especially for individuals with diabetes or insulin resistance, which is often called pre-diabetes. A number of ladies in the Eating For You community have reduced and stabilized their blood sugars through eating mindfully. The combination of keeping a mindful eating journal and reducing non-hunger snacking has been a positive contributor to this outcome. Also, stopping to pause before eating has had a calming and beneficial effect. Mindful eating cultivates a stronger connection between the mind and body, fostering greater self-awareness and promoting overall well-being. Without our awareness of our habits of mind or habits of eating, we cannot find a lasting solution to eating habits. Often, until we receive guidance in the practice of mindful eating, we don't even know our habits. Mary, who had been on and off diets for 40 odd years, didn't understand why she couldn't stick to healthier eating. As a healthcare practitioner, she was quite up to date on nutrition. However, she kept reaching for sweet foods when she wasn't hungry. Now she can put food aside when she's had enough. And if she's not hungry when she's meeting up with friends at her favourite cafe, she doesn't even look at the cakes. For Mary, it was all about tuning into hunger and satiety and recognising that sometimes her drive to eat for pleasure overrid her goals for health. By fully engaging the senses and paying attention to flavours, textures, colours, aromas of food, mindful eating can enhance taste perception and appreciation for the subtleties of different foods. This aspect of mindful eating can actually surprise us too by showing us that our favourite comfort foods are actually not that tasty. I always remember one of my clients being sold on mindful eating after the first time she observed herself eating savoury shaped biscuits. This was her go-to food when she felt stressed. She reported back, "I didn't even finish the box like I usually would because I realised I didn't even like the taste." Mindful eating encourages gratitude for the nourishment provided by food and the interconnectedness of food production, preparation, consumption, so fostering a deeper sense of appreciation for the abundance in one's life. These benefits highlight the transformation that can occur by incorporating mindfulness in one's relationship with food. So this not only leads to physical health improvements, but greater enjoyment and fulfillment of life overall. With less time spent worrying about food and what to eat, you will have more time to enjoy life and more energy to do so as well. I was talking with a lady recently on a call who said, "I think about what I'm going to eat all day. I am just so sick and tired of these overwhelming thoughts." She said, "I know 80% of it is coming from my own mind." The best way to get your mind on side is to become mindful. Observe the thoughts that support you and those that don't. With guidance, you can transform thoughts that keep you stuck in unhealthy eating habits and lifestyle habits. One way to get this guidance is to join me on a free planning call. This call is all about understanding your current eating habits and creating a vision for a healthier way of eating that you can maintain. I will also have time on this call to outline a plan for you. And if you love that plan, I will also show you how to achieve it. Unlike many promoters of mindful eating, I am honest about the fact that mindful eating doesn't just happen because you want it to. It doesn't feel natural right away due to the food and diet rules I mentioned earlier. Taking on mindful eating by yourself can also become difficult when you encounter common challenges of emotional eating, cravings, or mindless eating habits. The important thing to realize is that your eating habits can be transformed and you are not expected to know how to do this by yourself. We have habits in our life because at some stage they were helpful. But habits have use-by date. So if your emotional or comfort eating habit is feeling out of control and you want to be able to just enjoy food, then our free planning call is right for you. If you are experiencing food cravings where you take one mouthful of the food and then are compelled to eat it all, and you want to stop this without banning the food from your life, then join me in the free planning call. Perhaps you just don't know why you can't stick to healthier eating, but know if you don't change your eating habits, you're going to gain more weight or your health is going to deteriorate, and you want to stop this from happening, join me in the free 45-minute call. The link to my calendar is in this episode's notes. Getting the foundations right for mindful eating means you will enjoy long-term success with healthy eating. We have an 8-week program called Foundations Mindful Eating, and through this, you will be able to transform your dieting mindset and false beliefs so you can ditch your critical self-talk and food worries. Create space in your mind and in your day for small moments of self-care so you won't feel overwhelmed by too much change. Uncover your eating habits so you can be guided to put the best solution in place for you. You'll focus on the main driver or reason for eating so you will gain the skills and confidence to change your non-hunger eating habits for good. You'll put a personal mindful eating practice in place so you will enjoy eating without any frustration or guilt. Most importantly, you'll gain strategies to identify, reduce, and overcome old habits with patience, motivation, and certainty, rather than feeling like you want to give up. If you really want to put the foundations of mindful eating in place, then book a free 45-minute call. We'll spend around 30 minutes talking about what you want to change with your eating, and we will then have 10 to 15 minutes to map out a plan for you, so you can set up a mindful and healthier way of eating that you can sustain within your current lifestyle. And if our 8-week program is of interest to you, we can discuss that as well. Thanks for listening to this episode, and if you have enjoyed it, please share it on your social media pages. And I look forward to sharing with you again next week. You have been listening to the Eating For You podcast with Sally-Ann Pisk. Ready to ditch diets and receive support for a lifelong way of eating? Then join me in a free 45-minute Foundations Mindful Eating call. The booking link is included with this episode's notes.